My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is that your head is a lousy office. Don't try to remember to-dos and where-tos and how-tos. Instead, get tasks, scheduled commitments, and other information out of your head and into something much more reliable. That will help keep you on track and keep your mind free for other things. Today's tip comes from a recent article in the New York Times about the use of professional productivity tools in our personal lives. If you have ever sent out a doodle poll to find a date for your book club, used a spreadsheet to coordinate who's bringing what to Thanksgiving dinner, or if you email your best friend as often as your boss, you understand the concept. I actually think it's wise to bring the same intentionality to our personal time that we bring to our work. And if the tools of your professional life can help you do that, why not use them? In the article, productivity guru David Allen is credited with pointing out that your head is a lousy office, though apparently he used a more colorful word than lousy. In our professional and personal lives, it is smart to remember that humans have a lot of trouble remembering things. We mean well, but we're busy. We get distracted. Rather than tax our working memory, it's better to keep track of appointments, to-dos, priorities, and so forth, somewhere else, that we can consult when we need to. If you are listening to Before Breakfast, you are probably more inclined than the average person to put your scheduled commitments in a paper or digital calendar. That's good for work and it's good for personal commitments, like a date with your partner or your spin class. However, most of us have responsibilities that are not particularly time-bound. We have tasks we need to remember. True productivity means getting these vague thoughts out of your head, which, remember, is a lousy office, and somewhere actionable. For most of us, that means creating a variety of lists. I make a weekly priority list every Friday about the main things that need to get done that week. I make daily to-do lists, where I pull items off the weekly list based on what else I have going on. I also keep a Friday punch list of little tasks that I need to tackle at some point, things like making a hair appointment or ordering a gift. I add to this list as I think of these things, and then I aim to do them all in one fell swoop at a low energy time, hence why I call it a Friday punch list. That's a pretty good number of lists, but honestly, most of us should use still more. There's the grocery list, which hopefully means you don't spend $250 at the store and still come home with nothing for dinner. There may be lists of desires. I like the idea of a list of 100 dreams of things you might want to do someday. You could put restaurants you'd like to try, or places to visit, or concerts to experience on there. You probably also want some good system for nudging yourself to think about things at the right time. It turns out that June is often too late to be thinking about summer plans. At least if your kids want to go to popular camps, or if you enjoy popular vacation destinations. So maybe you can set a calendar alarm for a date in January to start thinking of summer. You could set a date in mid-November to think through holiday gifts. If your school district releases the calendar at a certain time of year, you could set an alarm for that time to start putting in PTO requests. The point here is that you aren't going to remember to do this on your own. You might think, how could I not remember to start planning the summer? But life gets busy. You'll have a huge work project in January, or everyone will get sick, and it will just slip your mind. Yet again, you might not hit some deadlines. You might mean to remember your sister's birthday, but, you know, you forgot it last year. Do you really trust your brain to remember this year, even though it's failed before? Your brain is a lousy office. The support staff is massively subpar. You need systems that actually work for you. So get it all out of your head, and you'll be much better off. If you're interested in the New York Times article I mentioned, you can find it at nytimes.com by searching on its title, When Did Our Personal Lives Get So Professional? In addition to David Allen, I am cited in the article too. I'd love to hear what you think about using professional productivity tools in your personal life. You can reach me at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit trinityschool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.